It's hugely affected people living in Kent. Look, RMT have effectively been running an unofficial strike for most of the last, since Christmas, really. Organised taking of sick leave in order to cause the maximum disruption has been one of the policies that they've been running, certainly since Christmas, and some claim since before then. So these strikes are actually part of a continuation of the RMT's action and an attempt to take us back to the 1970s. Well, it's not good enough. People in Kent don't want to go back to the 1970s. What they want is a train service that is effective, that enables them to get to and from work easily and quickly, so that they can have a proper work-life balance, and so they can enjoy time with their families and generate the kind of economic returns that our country relies on for all of our public services. We all know that the Southern Rail franchise in our area has caused enormous amounts of problems for many, many people, and their continued inability to run a decent rail service is something that has occupied an awful lot of my time, and indeed a lot of time of the new Transport Secretary, Chris Grayling. So I'm very pleased that he's pulled together a board to oversee the management, not just of the trains, but also the track. I've already called for Go Ahead to lose its franchise. I think Southern have demonstrated quite conclusively that they're not capable of running an effective train service, and I would like to see them lose their franchise. What I would like to see, however, much more importantly than them losing it, is I would like to see the trains working properly. So this board, I hope, will start to make the kind of difference that we want to see.